And again, this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks, and joining us now live on the phone is Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman. She also serves as the Secretary of Education and Workforce Development, the cabinet department that oversees the state's unemployment system. Lieutenant Governor Coleman, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I know that you're very busy right now as well, serving in the new administration of Governor Beshear, and quite a time to take office. Not only is this global pandemic taking place, but you recently had a baby as well. So first, let me just ask you a personal question. How are you doing with all of this?
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, I have a little girl who will be 2 months old tomorrow. So I'm going to have some interesting stories one day for her to explain to her that she was born in the middle of a pandemic. But I will have to say that looking at her every day reinforces my commitment to service of all Kentuckians, because I think about all of the families out there who we have been elected to protect. And that is certainly Governor Beshear's and my first priority.
And we saw you appear via video in a recent daily briefing that Governor Beshear offers. And he said something that jarred me and maybe others as well, because I know this is very challenging to get used to the situation. But we do know to tune in every day at 5 for Governor Beshear's briefings. But one thing he said was that you two are working separately so as to maintain the continuity of government. And so you're just hit over the head with, gosh, that really is a more than likely possibility than it usually would be in everyday circumstances. So do you think that Kentuckians are getting that message and understanding the serious nature that this virus presents to the people of the Commonwealth?
I certainly hope so. You know, as soon as we had to start making tough decisions about schools and businesses and things like that, the governor and I began practicing what we preach. You know, Governor Beshear is very cautious, and he's, you know, obviously very decisive. And we've benefited from that here in Kentucky, but that also affected how he and I work together, because he doesn't want the two of us to be in the same face-to-face meeting in case someone happens to have the virus and us not know it yet, because if something were to happen to one of us, obviously the other one is going to have to pick up their end of the deal and more. And so we're practicing what we preach. All of our meetings are over Zoom. We talk on the phone over issues that we might normally walk down to each other's office and talk about day to day. So, you know, it's an extra layer of caution, and I commend him for not only being cautious and smart about it, but also setting an example for every Kentuckian.
And we're talking now live on the phone with Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman. And Lieutenant Governor Coleman, you have a unique role as Lieutenant Governor this time around, because your position is also that of Secretary of Education and Workforce Development. That is the cabinet department that oversees the state's unemployment system. And my goodness, the unemployment system is seeing a lot of activity currently. Can you give us the latest status on how that system is working, or maybe some areas where it's not working?
Yes, I can. And I thank you for making that point. You know, as the cabinet secretary, my goal is to make sure that we update our systems to try to take on a level of pandemic that obviously none of us could have anticipated. You know, our system for unemployment insurance, just like every other system in the country, was not built for this. And so we are constantly making adjustments as we go, day by day. And so I can tell you that we've made lots of updates to our system. We revamped our website. And so I would send anyone who needs assistance to kcc.ky.gov. Now it's mobile friendly, and it contains a lot of the questions and answers that we're getting every day. So that's the best place to go for folks to find out that information and to file their claim. We've increased our server capacity by 7 times. We created an alphabetized schedule for Kentuckians to apply, because we want to make sure that we balance out the volume of calls that we're getting in a day or claims that we're getting in a day. We created a backup system that if something were to happen while folks were online trying to file, that it would automatically file your claim and save it for you. We have created a callback feature on our line so that folks don't have to wait on hold. They can utilize that feature, go about their day, and know that the next representative that's available, we'll call them back. We have pulled in over 300 state workers across three cabinets and the governor's office who are helping us adjudicate claims. And by the end of this week, we originally had 12 people manning the unemployment insurance call center because we have 12 regional centers across the state. By the end of this week, we will have 1,200 people answering those calls. So we are updating, like I said, at every turn. And I have some good news. We have successfully received over 360,000 claims here in Kentucky. And as of today, we have paid out $87 million to over 160,000 Kentuckians.
That is a lot of Kentuckians.
That's a lot of Kentuckians.
I saw a report on WKYT out of Lexington, and your colleague Josh Benton there in the Department of Education and Workforce Development said that before this pandemic, there were 12 people who would take between 1,000 and 1,500 calls a day. And now, obviously, that staff has ballooned, as you mentioned, because there are tens of thousands, between 80,000 and 200,000 calls a day. Yeah. That's just so astronomical. But one point that Governor Beshear makes each day is that people should be filing for this, you know, trying to take away any idea that there is shame associated with it. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that?
I can. You know, there are so many folks who are applying for unemployment insurance who never thought that that would be something that they would be doing. This is through no fault of any person. We are simply trying to put out a safety net for our economy and our families across Kentucky so that we can all get through this together. And so I would encourage anyone who has had job loss, maybe they have had a reduction in pay or hours, whatever it is that's due to this pandemic, please go to kcc.ky.gov, apply for unemployment insurance. That's what it's there for. There is no stigma with this. And I would also encourage them to apply for Medicaid as well, because obviously we need to make sure, especially at a time like this, that Kentuckians have access to health care.
And again, I'll emphasize what the lieutenant governor said, that the Kentucky system is alphabetized. So each day of the week, there's a different string of letters, depending on which letter your last name starts with is the day that you should try. And I believe that Friday is sort of a makeup day if you've missed your day. Is that correct, Lieutenant Governor?
It is. It is. And Friday is the day that it's the end of the alphabet. And then for anyone who may have missed their day to go on then, and let me just make this point. If for some reason you experience job loss on a Monday and your day to file a claim based on the first letter of your last name is not until Thursday, that does not affect your payment at all. The reason that we're doing that is to balance out the volume of claims that we're getting right now. It's going to have no impact on your benefits.
What are some of the changes that the state made to the unemployment system so that more people would be eligible for it?
We have really broadened our umbrella because once this pandemic hit, we realized that we had to make unemployment insurance available to as many Kentuckians as possible. And so we've extended those benefits to folks who would not have qualified in the past, like small business owners, substitute teachers, folks who are independent contractors and part of the gig economy. And so all of those folks now are getting support via unemployment insurance from the state. And let me also make this point. There's an added layer of support for small business owners. The state's responsibility right now is to make sure that those small business owners get unemployment insurance to keep their family going. And then the federal government, through the Small Business Administration, which is SBA.gov, is providing grants and loans to help those small businesses continue to make payroll. So they're supporting the business side of that. So there's a lot of support out there that folks really need to make sure that they take advantage of right now.
Lieutenant Governor, I know you got to run. Could I get one more question in?
Sure.
Okay. So I just had Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley on prior to starting this interview with you. And I mentioned that Senator Mitch McConnell announced just before we went on air at noon that the Senate will be discussing potential more funding from the federal government. Is there an area in Kentucky where you hope more priority is given this time and the type of funding that should come into the state?
Well, you know, I can tell you this. Every dollar that we get is going to be directed to helping Kentucky families. And whether that's through unemployment insurance, whether that's through public education, which is another aspect of the cabinet. And I'm a former teacher, so I can appreciate what public education is going through right now. Whatever it is, we want to make sure that every Kentucky family has access to every resource that we can possibly provide for them. And so I can tell you that I know Governor Beshear and Senator McConnell have been in talks, and I'm really happy that Governor Beshear has been able to share some state concerns with Senator McConnell. And I know they'll continue to work together in a bipartisan way, because right now that's exactly what we have to do here in Kentucky.
Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman, also Secretary of Education and Workforce Development in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor. We do appreciate your time very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we want to hear from you, too. You can give us a call, and we can chat a little bit here at the end of the show, 513-419-7100. If you have questions, if you have comments, we want to know how you're doing. We'll have about 5 or 8 minutes or so to chat with you, maybe. So give us a call, 513-419-7100. We want to hear how you're doing at home. What's your biggest concern? What's your biggest fear? Goodness, if you have something funny to share with us, we'll take that, too. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.